chegim dwe pap menm gen tan pou te ou jire. Zanjo, zanjo, nou tout se zanjo, zanj l'embarase mwen. Zanjo, zanjo, nou tout se zanjo, zanj l'embarase mwen. Zanbarado, aida wedo, nou tout se zanjo, zanj l'embarase mwen. Excusez moi quand dit nous passer, c'est pas quelque chose que m'adorer, fait plaisir pour ne rester tendé. Tout social pas me c'est coup de poing en bas, je moi sans jouer avec des rassages, moi c'est ça qu'on a. Dis vérité. J'ai vu Sius faire le crédit, il dit mon fils peut dire je suis le baguerrier qui fait le courir. Et Jean-Charles qui fait des démarches pour qu'on puisse dire de lui Bacha quelle vraie réalité pour elle, ton écrasé. Zanjo, zanjo, nous tous ces anjos, zanjo embarrassez moi. Zanjo, zanjo, nous tous ces anjos, zanjo embarrassez moi.
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m., and so we're going to be rocking out all night long, or at least until 10 p.m., and the reason for this is as follows. This week marked the 40th anniversary of the release of Van Halen 1. Now, before you turn me off, let me just hear me out for a second. This show will not be for the faint of heart. We're having a show devoted to Van Halen because now it's only David Lee Roth era Van Halen. Like, the Van Hagar is just not something to be taken seriously. So if you're a Van Hagar fan, you wouldn't be remiss for turning it. But hear me out for a second now. You know, the era of Van Halen and sort of that era of rock, late 70s, early 80s, is probably something we'll never see again. Whether maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing, but sort of the idea of that type of rock, the arena rock, and sort of like what it meant, in terms of just being like kind of like a balls to the wall kind of crazy thing where they didn't care about anybody but themselves, as rock stars often do. But instead of having this political bent like a lot of the punk that came later, it was just all about like literally sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And so we're sort of going to pay a little homage to that. And we're doing that with the David Lee Roth era Van Halen. So that means Diver Down, Fair Warning, Van Halen 1 and 2, Women and Children First, some of it off vinyl. So, not for the faint of heart. This is Ain't Talking About Love from the Van Halen's, their debut, which is actually what started this whole thing. The 40th anniversary of this record came out this week. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I have a loose baby out of value to see. house and a lot of friends there, baby. I got no time to mess around. So if you want it, got to be, boy, baby. Hey, got to be, baby. You got to be, baby. Hey, got to be, baby. He's talking about love. Love is running to the core. He's talking about love. Just like I told you before. He's talking about love.
I like it. I like the way the line runs up the back of this stocking skirt. I've always liked those kind of high heels too, you know. No, 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 don't take them off. Don't take them off. Leave them on. Leave them on. Yeah, that's it. A little more to the right.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and I hope you're still with me. Van Halen with So This Is Love from Fair Warning, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a Van Halen show in honor and memory of their 40th anniversary. Van Halen came out in 1978, right around this time. So we are paying a little homage to them and to only to the David Lee Roth era of Van Halen. I can't stomach this Van Hagar stuff. I just can't do it. with OU812 and what's the one, Pound Cake and Right Here, Right Now, all this, forget it, can't do it. So that's what we're focusing on. It's like an era between 1978 and 1984. I think it's just a type of music that we will not hear again. We will not see this type of attitude approaching rock, and it's just not going to happen. So that's sort of like, it's a look back on that era of Van Halen, or through Van Halen. And so before that, Everybody Wants Some from Women and Children First. We Have All the Good Times Gone, a great track from Diver Down. And then we had Ain't Talking About Love starting off the show from their debut. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. You know what's interesting is that here in Rivendell it says it came out in 1976, but I'm pretty sure that it's actually 78. Anyway, according to some Consequence of Sound, that's what it told me. But we're going with 78. Up next, another track from their debut, I'm the One, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. take what's mine. We're searching for the latest thing, a break in this routine. Talking some new kicks, ones like you ain't never seen. Desperate part of town turns you from hunted into hunter. Go and hunt somebody down.
Panama!
right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Pretty Woman, Oh Pretty Woman from Diver Down, of course, the Roy Orbison cover, great version of that. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford, it's a Van Halen show until 10 p.m., and the idea behind that is we're honoring their 40th anniversary. It was their debut that came out in 1978, so they're sort of continuing the great tradition. Even there was a tradition back then of bands coming off the Sunset Strip. In L.A., you had The Doors and a bunch of others, so it was, they were kind of kept the ball rolling right up through Guns N' Roses and everything. It was the phenomenal tradition of rock coming out of that part of the country. Before that, Panama with from 1984, Mean Street, the lead track from Fair Warning, and we had I'm the One from their debut, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And, you know, it's funny, I was doing some reading on the band, and one review of the debut record described Eddie Van Halen's guitar work as very chatty. Like, it would never be, like, down in the mix, or, like, David Lee Roth never seemed to be singing over it. It's like every time Eddie Van Halen played a note, you could hear it very clearly. And, you know, what's interesting is that he became known, like, for a very long time as, like a maestro or a virtuoso in the guitar. Like, any time you had a debate about what was the greatest or who was the greatest rock guitarist, you know, of all time or currently alive, and, like, if you said Eddie Van Halen, you'd get some eye rolling, but you had a pretty good argument, so it was sort of interesting how that's kind of started. All right, up next, And the Cradle Will Rock from Women and Children First, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Seen Junior's grades. Hits the street.
break.
Hey, one break coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're so deep in it now, there's no turning back. I figured I might as well own it, right? Let's just play the hits and play some other stuff. You know, I will say this, though. A lot of the bluesy stuff that the band is known for is coming through pretty strong. And I also like to point out that David Lee Roth's not really a screamer. So, like, all the hair metal bands and glam metal bands that came later, there were a lot of screamers, and I do not have any patience for the screamers. All right. Stop making excuses. Before that, Running with the Devil from Van Halen. Before that, Dance the Night Away from Van Halen 2 and The Cradle Will Rock started off the set from Women and Children First. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It's our Van Halen show. 40 years ago, I think it was actually this past week, their debut came out and the world was never the same. One record, I mean, this is big time high school stuff for me, including this record, Diver Down, was like a big for me in like bunk six at camp. Ridiculous. Always like we played it over and over and over and over again. We're going to hear Dancing in the Street from Diver Down, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Damn. Thank you.